Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Although there are a lot of clouds in the sky, and we hardly see the sun, we already reached the high temperature for today, plus 11. The low at night is a mild 7 degrees. Alas, at the end of the evening, we'll see showers coming until the beginning of Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning will be cloudy, but the higher temperatures than today. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Zoe and the Milkman on the YOW Show. Don't look now, but here we go. That was sounding very Beverly Hillbillies, yeah. You wouldn't know the Beverly Hillbillies, would you?
I think I understand the I've never seen an episode, but like I've heard about it.
No, really? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Because it's black and white, so.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, obviously like a hillbilly family living in Beverly Hills and.
They discovered oil.
Comedy ensues.
Yeah, they discovered oil in their backyard. Oil. Oil. rough start to the day today. 1:30 a.m. approximately in Baltimore. I know we're an Ottawa show, but my gosh, you know, you look at the bridges between us and Gatineau, et cetera, and over, you know, the various bodies of water we've got. The St. Lawrence Seaway is just down there. This could happen anywhere, but somehow one of these massive cargo ships lost power and hit the bridge. And the bridge just collapsed instantly. Frightening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think that probably ranks very high on everyone's bucket list as like something that like they never want to happen. No. Like it's, and the video is just like shocking. Like, I guess they have a camera that watches the bridge 24/7 and the video of it collapsing is just, you can see the cars on it, and it's horrific.
You just wait, right? Yeah, I'm sure if it's not out there already, it will be soon, but there's got to be cameras on the bridge as well that would show some of the cars. And
So my heart and can, like, I hope everything, like, they find everyone, but, like, my heart goes out to everyone possibly involved in this, and I hope your loved ones are returned safely to you, so... Yeah.
I'm not big on going over bridges at the best of times. Like even the Queensway bridges, I get nervous. So.
I think that's fair. I think like, you know, we obviously trust like architects and people that have designed it properly and the people who maintain and keep these things up for infrastructure. But at the end of the day, accidents happen and it's no one's fault, and it's just like it's just a horrific story to wake up to this morning.
Hug the ones you love, tell them you love them as often as you can, because you just never know. Anyway, rough start to the day. Let's see if we can't make it better. Welcome to Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe Thorne and yours truly, the Milkman, John Milky. Hey, if you love comedy, this is the city to be in. First off, let me back it up for just a moment. Congratulations to Ottawa's Kyle Brownrigg, who won Comedy Album of the Year at the Junos. If that's not a testament to the caliber of comedy that is in this city, I don't know what is. So way to go, Kyle Brownrigg. Yay! Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up and find it. That sounds great.
And you are off to a comedy show tonight, The Laugh for the Cure, which is a fundraiser for, I want to say, Ottawa Cancer, yes?
Yep. Yeah, it's cool. The Ottawa Regional Cancer Foundation. It's going to be some Joes and it's going to be some pros and it's being headlined by Brett Butt. So I am super excited. Another fantastic Canadian.
And I got a comedy show tonight, every Tuesday night at No Forks Given. We invite you there. On stage tonight, David Haddad, who's always fun. Hart Schuldeis. Tavis Mapleston was on a few weeks ago talking about Hart Schuldeis. He's a very proud dad. All of his jokes center around his family and family life. Aww. It's clean and it is hilarious. Lauren Lane is on stage tonight. And I've said this to Lauren, I don't know how many times. I don't know why I am so drawn to her as a performer, but I am, and I champion her at every opportunity I get. I think she's one of the most brilliant up-and-coming comics out there today, and every time I see her, it's just better and better. Her last show a couple of weeks ago at No Forks Given was her best yet.
I'm disappointed so that I'm missing it this evening.
Well, later on this week, she is performing at a show. Forgive me, I don't have it in front of me, but if you Google Strip Joker Ottawa, she's on that show. And that's kind of a fun show, too, because every time they don't get a laugh, so the audience is kind of encouraged not to laugh. Every time they don't get a laugh, they got to take a piece of clothing off.
Oh my, I don't have the confidence. I don't even have the confidence to get up on the stage, but let alone to then strip in front of people.
We got to get you doing stand up. I think you're so good.
No, please no.
Also tonight at No Forks, Campila, Matt Gross, and Melanie Page. Always, she's so dark with her comedy.
Oh, I do love a good dark comedy. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, Ricky Gervais, he's a classic, dark comedian. I love that.
Melanie
stuff.
Is trans, and the jokes she comes up with, especially in her crowd work, are absolutely, talk about owning it.
I think I did see her when I came.
When you were there?
I think she was one of the comedians that performed. Yeah, she was great.
Never the same show twice with Melanie Page. So that's tonight, No Force Given. That. You're at Laugh of the Cure. If you're a comedy fan, Kevin Hart was honored with the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the Kennedy Center on Sunday. Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld. Why do I sound like Seinfeld? Jimmy Fallon, Regina Hall, Tiffany Haddish, Chelsea Handler, and more were there. That's going to be streaming on Netflix May 11th. And if you're staying home tonight and want some comedy, new specials for you. Hot Cross Buns is the latest from Dave Attell. That is on Netflix, and you are a huge fan of Tig Notaro. Hello Again is her new special. That is on Prime beginning today.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to add that to my watch list. She is so funny. So funny.
Lots of great comedy there for you. Have fun tonight, whatever you are doing. Welcome to the podcast with two hosts who are having a very difficult time coming up with words today. What is wrong with us?
I don't know. I honestly... I can't.
Remember the Sesame Street skit with the... Books say nope, 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 nope. Remember that?
Yeah, or just like Beaker. He was funny.
Kind of how our podcast has been off the air. It appears that our verbiage is flowing again. So without further ado, let me ask you this question. Have you ever wanted to be on a game show?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, who doesn't want to completely fail in front of a wide viewing audience?
No, that's not the point.
Spectacularly fail. No. And that has always been the dream of mine, is just my lovely grandmother watching Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune, her favorites, all excited to see her granddaughter, and I just bomb.
So I used to work with Sandy Sharkey, and she was on Wheel of Fortune. I think she won a jet ski and couldn't bring it back across the border because it was actually going to cost her more in taxes to do that than the thing was actually worth.
Don't they give the cash value?
I don't think so.
Oh,
it's
that's
cash or the prize. Yeah, I think you got that confused with lottery, because in lottery you get, anyway, whatever.
I don't know.
Back to the game shows. If you had to pick one to be on tomorrow, which one would you choose?
Oh, if I had to pick one to be on tomorrow. Oh. I mean, I'm dyslexic, so Wheel of Fortune's out. If Jeopardy did all Z categories, then sure. Because they did a Z category on my birthday week last year, and I nailed every question. So
all Z categories. Okay.
Everything started with the letter Z. So it was I don't know.
I'd like to take you on in Family Feud. I think that would be a good time.
I think I would like to do, what's the one with the big balls? It was, what was it called? The one with the big red, it was a track you had to run through, and it was
The big wipe Nerf
out.
Things. Okay, yeah.
Wipeout. Yeah. Yeah, I want to do Wipeout.
Is that a game show? I guess it is. I was thinking more of, in a studio, before a studio audience, et cetera, Steve Harvey's your host kind of thing. For me, I would love to do Price is Right. Absolute
really?
Classic. Yeah, but with Bob Barker as well. I like Drew Carey, but I mean, Bob Barker, come on.
It's like when Marvel people are like, oh, this one's my superhero, not this one. Or
David Lee Roth Spider-Man. Is okay, but I like Sammy Hagar better. No, I like Van Halen. Thank you very much. Yeah, for me, Price is Right. Well, the former producer of Price is Right, his name's Mike Richards, who now produces Jeopardy, but he is interviewed in People magazine this week. And this is a fun revelation. Things you wouldn't even think about if you watch game shows. Right, because you see Plinko, etc. That's just how it happens. But he says they were always expecting, it never happened, but they were always expecting that someone on Price is Right would get so excited at winning, they would pee their pants. So they had curtains, a blow dryer, and a pair of sweatpants just off camera at all times, just anticipating that someone would pee themselves if they won. I would. If I spun the wheel and I landed on the $1 mark, absolutely. Pass me the sweatpants. Game over.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why they're, but I mean, that just seems to be like for a lot of game shows, like you get super excited. Like, I don't know, when I watch like Wheel of Fortune with Granny Moo, like some people like they lose their mind.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, is this just a game show thing where like all game shows have this set to the side?
Brings me to this. We should probably, let's do this tomorrow. Let's do another Back in My Day battle. We haven't done one of those in way too long.
Oh, yes. And then immediately sign up for Family Feud.
Okay. This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Acknowledge your strengths and areas for growth to help with your self-improvement. Recognizing your abilities while also identifying areas where you can improve is essential for your personal development. This balanced perspective encourages a realistic view of yourself, promoting nonstop learning and adaptation where needed. It empowers you to leverage your strengths and address your weaknesses with confidence. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Putting you on the spot right now, I know you've got a jingle for News Nuggets. Can you rap it? Here we go.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you. Let's get it.
Just trying to appeal to a bit of a younger demographic. We're trying to bring everybody in.
Can't believe you just made me do that.
I can't believe you did.
I'm going to sure. be canceled and I haven't even gotten there
sure,
yet.
Sure, John, whatever you say. That never happens in my
world. I'm
not crying. Actually, you did it very, very well. Yes, thank your you. News nuggets. Ottawa news headlines. The Ottawa Hospital, I don't know what took so long, they're now offering Band-Aids in a variety of skin tones, Zoe.
I think everyone should just get a Hello Kitty one and send home.
Nice. Yes. They stick better, too.
They're so adhesive.
What's the original Band-Aids? Those plastic ones? They never stick. They fall right off.
No, I find the fabric ones way better if I can't get the Hello Kitty ones.
I have no luck with them.
Oh.
Especially like if you have to like, if it's just like a paper cut or like a broken nail or something, you want to put a Band-Aid around your finger, they curl up. That's what I find is annoying.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
To Renfrew, the mayor there months ago lost a non-confidence vote relating to ballooning costs of construction of a new arena, the MyFM arena. Pressure is now mounting for him to resign. He is resisting and back and forth it goes.
I think history has showed resisting is futile.
Which is why Zoe wrapped the intro to this segment today.
Yeah, and also why I'm not in politics. I came very easily.
I've thought about it. We're going to get to that in another segment coming up, actually. We're going to talk about running for office because it's a fun story. Back to Ottawa. City staff, of course, permitted drinking in public parks during the pandemic as long as we were socially distanced. And they threw us a bone and they said, sure, bring a bottle of wine, be responsible. Now, city staff is recommending no more booze in city parks in Ottawa.
Booze for you.
I like that. We talked about this a couple of days ago. It's so frustrating. We're not hearing anything in this city, you know, about the eclipse.
Like, I know.
Just down the road in Kingston, they've got bands playing. They got like 5,000 tourists coming. The hotels are all booked both sides of the border. It's insanity. And now comes word, Queen's University is going to be providing 120,000 eclipse shades for residents of Kingston. Could you tell me anywhere in Ottawa where you could walk through the door today and even buy eclipse shades? I hear nothing
personally,
about
no.
this.
I haven't heard anything from the Science and Tech Museum on their social medias about it.
Grr.
I've only heard from the Nature Museum that they're doing something. But I think on the day of, you'd have to go get glasses. And then Mr. Handsome's neighbor was kind enough to send out an email because they are a science teacher and said if anyone wanted any, that they had some. So I requested from him to get me some.
If I ask you to pick me up a pair or two, would you get them to me faster than I got that laptop to you, which eventually broke?
I would hope that the Zuber delivery service is better than that, but I don't know if I can make promises.
Here's some good news. Sens owner Michael Andauer last night at the Sens Gala announced a $2 million personal donation from him and his family to Children's Hospice. Nice.
Nice.
And a couple of nasty fires. One in Kanata, there's a field. Was it Hazeldine and Terry Fox, I want to say? Anyway, nasty, okay. Nasty wildfire there. And then in Dunrobin, a garage fire. It almost burned down the house. There is, FYI, an open-air fire ban for Ottawa already. It's March, and we're that dry with all the melting still going on. So, yeah, FYI, your news nuggets for Tuesday. I think we are in agreement that politics is not something we want to get into on this show, correct?
No, I run from office. I don't run for office.
I've actually thought about running for office. And then I sort of realize just how upset I get at comments on social media. I can't imagine the comments, right? You just, you know, I have to deal with this. No, you don't, but you do anyway.
No more social media for you.
Yeah, as a counselor or an MPP or an MP, you have to respond to all of those letters. Well, here's someone who is making the U.S. presidential race potentially a lot of fun. He's 35 years old, lives in Dallas. He's actually a grade 7 math teacher and an Army vet. His name is Dustin Eby, or at least it was. You know when you go to vote and you've got candidate 1, candidate 2, and in the back of your mind you're kind of joking, I would really like to just write in an option. You can't do that in Canada. I think you can in the States, but you'd like to have that option of literally anybody else, right?
Yeah.
Well, Dustin Eby has gone and legally changed his name. He is now legally named literally anybody else, and he's thinking of running for U.S. president just so he can have that on the ballot.
Oh my gosh, it's like a D's nuts situation all over again. Everyone remember that from 2016? That was brilliant.
His hope is to have a ballot that actually reads Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and literally anybody else. Fantastic.
I think the only person that literally cares is his mom. She's probably sad that he wants to change his name.
But will she vote for him or literally anybody else? It's kind of a quiet day today, Zoe, not just in Ottawa, but I find like pretty much everywhere there's just
The most I saw on Reddit was someone asking what this thing was in its backyard, and it was a groundhog. It was just a groundhog.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, he was like, it looks like a beaver, what is this? And everyone's like, it's a groundhog.
Are you
like,
new?
Literally everywhere. So it's been quiet in the city.
Not just the city, but I find everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, at least.
Which is not a bad thing.
No, at least as far as lighthearted news is concerned. We try and keep it as light as we can. You're off to Laugh for the Cure tonight, raising some money for the Ottawa Cancer Foundation. That is awesome. I can't wait to hear more about it. You'll have a full report tomorrow on YOW, your Ottawa webcast, of course.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see Brett Butt in person. So, yeah, it'll be my first time. He's obviously an iconic Canadian comedian, so that's a mouthful.
Everything today has been a mouthful. You should hear the outtakes. The outtakes on this show, the most incriminating evidence that two radio hosts could ever possibly have.
Don't tell them it's incriminating.
Well,
it's just bad. It's just
all right,
bad.
Fair enough.
We definitely don't sound like professionals.
More comedy tonight. I, as per usual, produce the show on Tuesdays at No Forks Given. There's no cover for that. They've got amazing burgers. Their hot dog is kick-ass, too. Did you ever have their hot dog, by the way?
I didn't have their hot dog
yet. We never did settle that dispute. I'm fine.
No, we didn't. Right. But I think you're right.
So come on by if you want. Showtime is around 8 o'clock, right across from Ottawa U, 191 Somerset Street, East, noforksgiven.ca. If you prefer to make a reservation, that guarantees you a table. We have had weeks where we've had to turn people away, so it's kind of hit and miss, but a great lineup tonight. Again, David Haddad, Hart Schuldeis, Lauren Lane, Cam Pila, Matt Kroos, and Melanie Page on stage tonight. Your host, of course, is Tavis Mapleston. See, I almost tripped over my own words.
Almost, though. Almost. That's the key word. Yep. Almost.
Last word goes to you. Good luck with this. It's Yao, your Ottawa webcast online at yaoshow.ca.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now. Stop laughing over my extra. Oh, I can't.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.